traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
On the undercard, we want world championship boxing. We don't want other YouTubers and celebrities. No, this is a chance for boxing to bring in new fans. And if we're going to bring them in, we need to show them the greatness of our sport.
Damn.
Wow.
No, so YouTubers on the undercard?
Is this...
Ready, Ander?
I don't know how you're going to pop Zoom with that glass in your hand.
Yo, do you think Ander's become, like, distracted by his love life?
I don't know if we can talk about this.
Like, look at him, dude. He's smiling, dude. He's just happy. Oh, we're not supposed to talk about
this. Shook his head.
Oh, fuck.
Hey, welcome back to Impulse, the number one podcast in the world. Thank you guys for listening, watching, viewing, subscribing. If you're not subscribed, hit that button for me. Did you say you're on a water fast?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, I'm doing it. Just feel like it, bro.
How many days?
After Bolivia, I was eating some weird stuff down there, I think. So I was just feeling a little off.
How many days are you doing a water fast?
Probably like 5.
Seems a bit much, Spencer.
A little 3 to 5 days, somewhere in there.
Seems that juice cleanses, 5-day juice cleanses are hard. But are you doing just water?
Yeah.
Man, what the? No offense, but you vegans do some weird shit.
Yeah, bro. Got to heal the gut, man. I'm trying to live to like 200.
Is that the way, though?
Yeah, you have to. So if your body is bogged down by food and it's digesting all the time, it can't heal. The cells need time to heal. And so when you're drinking water, it allows the cells to heal, bro.
Speaking of a 5-day water fast being hard, that's not the only thing that's hard for you vegans. We were just talking
it's
about
true.
This.
Yeah.
What was the study you found?
Yeah, there's some. So I got invited to James Cameron. He had a film premiere for The Game Changers.
Loved his movie Titanic.
Yeah.
And
Avatar.
He's just a great guy overall. Yeah.
Did you know they're making, I think, like 2, 3, and 4 Avatars?
You can't just say something like that.
Yeah, what are you saying? They're just
there's
what?
A trilogy of Avatars in the works. You didn't know that?
What?
We stay mostly in the YouTube drama.
What do you think the total budget for that is? Probably a billion plus.
Probably more.
A trillion?
Anyways, you were hanging out with James.
So yeah, we got invited. I went with Johannes and my lovely lady, Angel. And so about halfway through the film, it's a film about plant-based athletes. So people that are like gold medalists, strongest man in the world is vegan. All these different cool people. And like 3/4 of the way in, they had these college athletes and guys from the Miami Dolphins go in to get blood work. And then they had these like rings attached to their penis at night to measure. Cause when you're sleeping, you guys know, you wake up with morning wood, right?
I heard it's every 90 minutes you get hard.
Yeah. You get a little erection. So they measured the chart. And so they fed them burritos that were meat burritos one night and then plant-based burritos the next night. And between the two nights, there's a 300% on average increase in boners and the strength of the boner.
What?
Yeah,
listen,
strong, bro.
I'm curious.
Whoa.
I'm curious.
Strong veggie dicks.
I'm curious about one thing in the scientific process here, and that's variables, okay?
Yeah.
This seems like a variable-heavy test. They probably fed him a meat burrito the first night and then just sent them to their hotel room. Second night, all right, guys, we're going to give you a burrito filled with grass, but then you're going to watch Pornhub for 3 hours before
bed. It's only one night each.
Well, they've done this study hundreds of times, so they've...
Veggie boners are stronger,
man. Stronger and longer. Stronger, longer, and more frequent.
We talked about this before.
It's just a weapon, dude. I know you've been going through some things.
Should I be vegan, bro?
Yes.
Wait, all right, let's unpack this, the going through some things thing. But I want to make one more point on the vegan boners. A lot of times, so you're saying you've got a stronger weapon when you're vegan, right? But my question is...
I love this question, bro.
Let's see.
A weapon is only as efficient as the man firing that fucker, right? And so, say you've got an ultra hard-on boner because you're a vegan. You got a crazy grass-fed, you know, vegan boner.
Girthy, just
I don't know if it's grass fed,
but,
all right.
But it's supported by a caring and compassionate lover man.
Yeah.
But say the girl that you're hooking up with don't want no compassionate lover, man. She wants a hot girl summer
she
type. Wants, man.
Yeah, she wants to be taken to Pound Town.
Yeah,
bro.
She wants to go down
so
to Pound
Town.
So
do you treat her with compassion?
Bro, you two would you skirt. You hit another. You
different
go down
girl?
Another lane, bro.
Oh, different girl. Oh,
you get out of there real quick.
Yeah, no, it ain't a hot girl summer for y'all right now, dude. Not in Spencer's world. No. He's got a grass fed boner. No.
Yeah, I just I've said it on this show before, man. I'm like legitimately asexual, and like it's so weird because it is such a departure from just 1 month ago. Mm. I literally think I hate to say this. I think I fucked all the libido out of me in Ibiza. Huh. I swear to God. I think
yeah,
I think
possible.
Is it
for sure?
Because I'm terrified, man. Yeah. And I I had a girl buy me a dick pill as a joke. It's do you have it? Can you throw it to me? It's called first off, these are one of the things you buy at the gas station.
The buck.
I don't even want to show it, but
God.
Nah, I'm gonna show it.
Is that a syringe?
Look at this thing.
How do you
so apparently they fill these up with whatever they want. Like whatever they want. It's like if they feel like putting dirt in them Sunday or like pepper. And so you take these pills. One capsule lasts for up to 7 days, bro.
Oh my God.
Bread season.
Hard for amazing increase in thickness, maximized volume of ejaculate. The point is, maybe my solution is going vegan. I'd rather die. Nah, man, I'm good with no boners.
The only thing that I've ever gotten from those pills is just severe migraines, bro. And
that one says no headaches.
That's their main marketing point. They're like, yo, if you take this pill, you won't get a headache. And you're supposed to celebrate that, dude. Those things don't fucking
work.
So
you've had your go at
bro, I've tried
pills.
Everything, bro. And I'll be honest with you, I think I took one of them one time and I found myself like outside my house bucking like a chicken. Like, you never know what's gonna happen with these fucking pills, bro. They're giant pills.
Yeah, they're crazy. They look like giant syringes. Like you give that to someone who's bleeding out. And hope it works.
I hate to use this.
So you wouldn't eat like a nice vegan burrito to have a solid boner. Is that what you're telling me?
Nah.
No, why?
I'll never go back.
I don't know about that.
Nah, I'll go back. Yeah, but
you know the strongest man in the world is vegan.
So no.
The gold medalist.
That's not true.
I mean, one of the strongest men in the world is vegan. He's broken multiple world records.
Whatever, dude.
Kendrick Ferris, gold medalist.
I thought
gold medalist
was the strongest man in the world.
I mean, I'm telling you, bro. When you were at the peak, I don't even want to get into it. I don't know. I don't want to hurt feelings, all right?
Can I use
my feelings? Bro.
Yeah, you're a sensitive man.
Don't you know I'm a sociopath? I have no feelings.
It's not true, man. It's not true.
It's okay. Maybe I'll just take Blue Chew from now on. I'm just kidding. We do have a sponsor. It's 2019. Everyone needs a great pair of wireless earbuds. But before you go dropping hundreds of dollars on a pair, you need to check out the wireless earbuds from Raycon. Mm. Hey, shout out Ray J for still sponsoring us.
Yeah, yep.
20 episodes in. Raycon earbuds started about half the price of any other premium wireless earbuds in the market, and they sound just as amazing. This company was co-founded by Ray J, and celebrities like Snoop Dogg, Cardi B, Brandy, J.R. Smith are already obsessed. Raycon E50 wireless earbuds have totally changed the game for me. They're comfortable, they're easy to take anywhere, and unlike some of your other wireless options, Raycon earbuds are both stylish and discreet with no dangling wires or stems. And of course, they don't look great. Only just look great. They sound great too. Mm. They offer wireless earbuds for everyone in a range of fun colors and an unbeatable price. Go to buyraycon.com/Logan to get 15% off your order. That's buyraycon.com/Logan. It's my name for 15% off your wireless Raycon earbuds.
There you go.
That's
you
a fact.
If you get them, listen to Impulsive ASAP.
Oh shit. I wonder how many people listen to Impulsive on these.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
You know, I still...
What?
That's fine. Nah, I feel like it's competitive sponsorship shit. I was gonna say I still listen to Skull Candy. Is that
what?
I know, that's weird, right?
What the fuck?
Hit like a button for like a loser or some shit. Just because it's not the right sponsor.
Oh no.
Skull Candy.
Dude, yeah.
You're on a whack wave recently, Mike. And let me branch off because before the show started, our producer Brad came over to Mike. He was checking the wires as per usual.
Yeah.
And out of nowhere, Brad, just the soft spoken, nice, gentle Brad goes,
what the fuck, Mike? And we're like, whoa! Yeah, what, Brad just snapped on Mike. We're like, yo, Brad, easy. And then Brad's like, yo, there's hordes of gum under here, under the table. And I forgot, Mike's been just he stores his gum under the table. He sticks it on, he's that kid. And so I went and took a picture. Look at this shit. Look how much gum Mike has just been storing under the table.
I like to mark my territory, bro. Like, it's like almost like a dog peeing on a fire hydrant.
I'd rather you do that.
I literally cannot.
Yeah, there's like a good solid dozen over on this side, too.
Because I started remember?
Yeah, from the beginning.
I have one in my mouth right now, and I want to take it out, but I feel like I don't want to do it anymore. What else does one do with gum?
Maybe throw it out, huh?
There's no garbage nearby. Danny?
Yeah, don't swallow it, too. I heard if you swallow it, it takes like 80 years to get out of you.
Danny catches 70, 80 years. This is probably why we're so sick in the house. We're having a real influenza problem.
Horrifying. I wanted to talk about this. This is bad. I woke up this morning, and by the way, quick side note, I woke up this morning to the sound of fucking chainsaws. At 7 a.m.
Neighbor Susie.
Let me talk to you quickly about...
Like two chainsaws were...
No, not two chains. No, completely different. Listen, Encino has a problem with fucking noise ordinance. On the East Coast, where things are done properly, okay, you can't use chainsaws till 8:30, 9 a.m. Here, these motherfuckers fire off at 6:30 a.m., dude. I was in the middle of having a good dream, and I got awoken by 6:30 a.m. chainsaws. Yeah.
Neighbor Susie has a lot of dead trees. She texted us and she offered to have our dead trees removed as well.
Did we take the offer?
No.
And then I woke up and I was sick. I woke up and I was sick as a whistle, dude. I had a sore throat and I was like, I know exactly where I got this from. This guy, dude.
You know what,
have an immunosuppressant disorder.
How do you guys get so sick all the time?
Maybe it's the vegan thing.
That's true.
I have a weak immune system and I hate to say it. Yeah. I hate to say it. I've been training hard. Last Saturday, we're like, you know, let's switch it up. It's Saturday. It's the sixth day of training of the week. Let's go swimming. So we went swimming. And by the way, swimming's my kryptonite. I suck at it. Mm-hmm. I sink. And so we did a bunch of laps. And then we jumped in and out of the water for a couple rounds. And I think that's the one that fucked me. Because the water just in public pool, by the way, disgusting. The water just going in and out my nose, my ears, all my orifices. Oof. Just fucking plugged with disgusting, rancid pool water.
Yeah, mysterious fluids.
The next day, congested. And then it feels like... couple inches of sludge are just at the bottom of my lungs. It sucks.
You see how first world me and Spencer just got there? You said public pool and Spencer goes, ew. Imagine that. Like, what happened to us?
I was actually more shocked because I just realized Logan's nipple is sticking out of the shirt.
What's good with that, bro?
I actually don't know. So
I just realized that.
So here,
it's like a fucking pancake nipple, too. Yeah. It's not a normal human nipple.
I don't know. I put on the shirt and I was like, oh no, a hole. And then I realized it's literally perfectly surrounding my nipple, and I was like, "Oh, that's not actually that bad."
Free the nipple.
Why don't you show the back of it too? Oh my! He goes, "Oh my god, a hole!
What are you wearing?"
He looks like he had a run-in with a barracuda before the fucking show.
What happened? What happened to this shirt? Yo, bucket list item. Everyone should have a bucket list.
Ride a barracuda.
I'm gonna add that. I wanna fight a cougar.
I think older woman.
No, like a mountain lion, like an adolescent mountain lion.
Damn.
A lot of people get tattoos. Tattoos are cool.
Right.
Scars are cooler. Mm. And if I could time it perfectly to capture just a 45 degree scar down my eye.
Face, right. Yeah. Yeah. Like the top of the brow.
Yeah. That'd be sick.
A little bit of the eyebrow.
Bro, you could easily run an entire prison if you get that scar.
Yeah.
Like you could be the guy that locks down one side.
For sure.
By the way, on the sickness thing, here's what my mom would say. It's all those dirty women. Do you think do you think we have dirty women?
That's what
my mom says it all the time.
I'm done, bro. I never had dirty women in the first place.
I don't think she means it like that. It's just like, even your super, by the way, super clean actress, A-list women, you guys are doing a shitty job guessing on these girls. He's got A-listers constantly. A lot of them are sick as a fucking dog, bro.
Who says that? I appreciate you for talking up your boy, but it was a little weird.
I just like throwing the fans off, bro.
Yeah, man. Do you tell girls before you hang out with them if you're sick? Do you let them know, or do you kind of keep it a secret?
If I'm really, really sick, I try my best not to. Because that sucks when you have a girl come over, you hang out all night. It would happen more when I was partying. Because by the way, we're on day 9,000 of sobriety.
No point of even counting. Like, we're like 30 plus.
Gone. I'm so sober. I don't even remember what drugs or alcohol are like. It's pretty good, actually. I'm super productive.
That's amazing.
But if I was at a club with influenza, which used to happen all the time, you know, influenza, H1N1,
swine
bird flu, whatever,
one.
I would go all the time. Oh, then I'd be so drunk, I'd be like, yeah, I mean, so let's take some pills, sugar over it. Now I'm very mindful. I'm like, I don't want to get that girl sick. Mm. She's got that job at Oracle that she's got to go to tomorrow at 9 a.m., dude. Like, I don't even know why she's here right now.
Does that ever stop them, though? Because, like, I'll also put out the warning, man, and I don't know if I've ever had a girl not come if I even if I tell them I'm sick, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they don't care. They're ruthless.
Of course not.
Girls are savages, man. They'll sacrifice their health for a good old hang.
No, for sure.
So you mean not come over?
Yeah, you said.
Yeah, for sake of not getting sick. Oh,
you said not come.
Yeah, wait, not come over.
You said you'd never have a girl not come.
Oh, guys, no, I'm no longer like in that lane anymore. Clean cut guy.
But you're absolutely right. Girls are notorious for not taking that advice, because I don't think it ever stopped any of them. But at least you sent it out. At least you sent out those vibes into the world.
I think so. That's a karma thing.
It can be a power move, though, if you let them know you're sick. And then they have to wait. You know, do you guys ever make them wait?
Yeah.
Sorry, was that English? Can you do it in English?
No, that was Spanish.
I think what he's talking about is the hard to get game.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So
man,
if you let them know you're sick, then they gotta work for it.
Yeah.
And use it to your advantage.
Like, make them wait like an extra hour, 2 hours, some shit.
Nah.
That seems a little fucking crazy, bro. You brazy boy.
Hey, you guys been keeping up with this fight stuff at all?
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
You're popped off, by the way, after we announced it.
Yeah, what's going on?
I've talked about it a lot, so I don't want to reiterate too much. But Eddie Hearn, who is the boxing promoter, again, one of the biggest boxing promoters in the world, his company Matchroom Boxing actually bought the fight. He said this, and this has been causing some noise on Twitter.
Get those head guards off. You want to fight? This is a real fight. And we're down to 10-ounce gloves. Because now, you know, you enter the danger zone of professional boxing. Not a gimmick of two guys on YouTube in head guards with big gloves. No, this is a real fight. On the undercard, we want world championship boxing. We don't want other YouTubers and celebrities. No, this is a chance for boxing to bring in new fans. And if we're going to bring them in, we need to show them the greatness of our sport.
Damn.
Wow.
No, so YouTubers on the undercard?
Is this all his idea? Where did the no headgear and the 10-ounce gloves, where did that all start?
I don't know. I asked for that last year. It's one of the first things I said in my video. But I think because it's a professional bout, I think it was his idea. I think he's serious. I don't think he wants to make it like a legitimate professional card.
What did you have to do to become and make it professional? Like, yeah, is it like getting ordained as a minister? Like, you have to take a quiz?
Oh, you had to get a physical? So, I mean, I had a physical about 2 months ago. Am I a pro boxer now?
No.
Is that what you're fucking saying?
It's surprisingly like, it's really easy, dude. Like, I mean, it's like a half day worth of exams.
Okay.
Pretty extensive exams. They did an EKG on my heart. They tested my eyes. Mm-hmm. They diluted my eyes. Do you know what that's like?
No.
So you
take them out?
They take your eyes out so you can't see anything for like 3 or 4 hours.
Oh my
right?
God.
Yeah.
Horrifying.
No, your pupils get huge like they do in the dark. And so you can't see really anything up close. Like, you're not able to text or like read your phone for like 3 hours.
Jeez.
Dilate, what I saw, dilute?
Yeah, that's why I was having so much trouble.
I'm getting hit in the head too much. Dilate, sorry.
Hey, speaking of which, are you worried about that? That's the big talk right now. It's like Logan Paul, one, has no empathy, that we've already established that, complete sociopath. Number two, are you worried that you are going to be made even dumber than you currently are, which a lot of people didn't think is possible, by those repeated blows to the head?
Not if you don't get hit, man. I'm like a ghost.
Yeah, you're going to have to go in, just take care of business and get out of there.
Like, think about it. I got more stakes. I got higher pressure.
Stakes.
I can't get hit. So I'm not going to get hit.
Mm.
I'm only going to hit. Fuck, what was I going to say? Sorry.
God dang,
I was on a roll. We were talking about diluting.
Sorry, that was my fault. So there was a lot of talk on Twitter and online.
No, wait, there's one more thing I want to say about the physical.
Oh.
Dudes know this. Who play sports? When you get your physical, the doctor will reach under your testicles.
Oh, yep.
Don't give me that face. You know what I'm talking about.
He reaches under your testicles
and he touches right under your balls and he goes, turn your head to the right and coughs. So you go, and he'll tell you if you have a hernia or not. And I've always had the doctor just reach down my pants. This doctor at the boxing place was seated and had me stripped down, like just take off my pants, like all the way. I was just butt-ass naked in front of this dude. And then he made me do push-ups and squats. And bro, it was like
Hold on a second. Let's talk. Did he happen to look like that dude Herbert from Family Guy? The kid that's like, well, I've got some popsicles for you, Christopher. No. Like, who the fuck was this guy?
He was mad. The nurse warned me. He goes, by the way, I have to let you know our doctor is having a bad day. He's very rude today. And I was like, no.
Are you serious?
Made you get naked and do push-ups? Who is this guy, dude?
What is good?
He made me do two sets of push-ups.
Oh,
he must not like my first set.
Yo, I can see him. Like, I can see him after the first set. He's like, okay, kid, that was good. But let me just have you do a couple more of those there push-ups for me.
You're almost done. Now we just got to get some squats. Break it down. Break it down. There we go. Perfect.
If you can hang in there with a creepy doctor, you can be a pro boxer. So yeah, man. Eddie Hearn says no YouTubers, which begs the two questions.
Oh, this is big.
The big one. What about little Jake Paul?
Oh my God. Oof. Dude.
What about Jake Paul? Who, by the way, registered there too with the creepy doctor.
Wow.
Did his push-ups naked.
And he is registered. He's a pro fighter.
Yeah, Jake's also registered as a pro fighter. And
who would he fight? Fuzzy?
I think I want him to fight Fuzzy, yeah.
So yeah, but, so but then, a lot but then, of people but are going to be pissed off about
but
that.
But then
huh?
Here's the thing. Fuzzy has to also register as a pro fighter. And he's not. He'll have one amateur fight.
Does that matter, or does he just have to do naked push-ups in front of the doctor? Like, what's
I don't fucking know.
Well, I think when you're looking at this from, you know, macro for the actual boxing world, meshing it with the YouTube space, this is crazy. I mean, that's like taking the event from, you know, a lot of like nobodies and actually having it be professional fighters. That's a big step up.
I agree. I love it because, by the way, I noticed that a lot of the chatter around the fight is people who want to see actual boxing. Like, there was very little, but there was a little bit of talk about me commentating because of my absolutely exquisite run at the Challenger Games. And I remove myself from the conversation because these people want an actual, they want to see a fucking fight. They want a
serious
boxing.
But also, do you admit you'd probably be a little biased, right? Like I hit KSI. KSI. And you,
what was that?
He offered me a better deal, dude, to be on his podcast.
You know I'm favored in the Vegas odds
sure,
right now?
Bro. Yeah, you're going to smoke the fucking dude.
What are the odds?
I think I'm minus 120. He's minus 110.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so.
By the way, I'm definitely going to put, I'm going to put probably 20 racks on you.
Look, don't gamble, but also like,
if you do, you use my book money. Like,
so how many rounds? Is it six rounds again?
Six rounds. Same shit. 3 minutes.
What if we toss in like a seventh round? So then somebody has to win.
No, it won't.
What do you mean?
We'll make it there.
Yeah, we're going to have a winner.
Respect.
By the way, if you have a draw this time, I'm jumping right in with Twitter and shit and being like, yo, this shit's fake as fuck, dude. Because I fought it last time and I was like, yo, that shit was, this went as planned. Fights get draws sometimes. But like, if you guys draw again, you're like, and JJ's like, I'll meet him again in the rematch, round three in Johannesburg or some shit. I'm going to be like, bro, this is the fakest shit I've ever seen.
You know what I'm looking forward to?
What?
Is
partying after?
Nah, in like 10 years, when the beef has like settled down, we can reignite all of it and do like a 30 plus year old boxing fight again, like a decade from now.
That'd be epic.
How sick would that be?
Yeah, that'd be epic.
You know, like who just did this? Tito Ortiz and Chuck Liddell
did their
famous like decade later fight.
Yeah.
And it was, I mean, they're like older, so it clearly wasn't as competitive, but it was still
it's
fun.
Badass.
Yeah,
that dude, KSI,
Tito took it, right?
Yeah, Tito took. I mean, Chuck, man, that mohawk can only last for so long. Man.
It's not as scary anymore.
That dude, KSI's best friend. I don't know. I can't remember his name. What is it again? The one.
Which one?
Roe to Shaw or whatever. He put Who Am I Scrapping on the undercard, And there were a bunch of people that were like, it should be me. Because he's like KSI's like right hand and shit or whatever.
Yeah.
I just don't know if the clout levels are equal, bro. That kid's...
No, he's got a couple million on Insta.
Yeah,
but I
mean, you're the you're on the number one podcast in the world.
You think you could take Woe to Shaw?
I've been over my fighting style before in the past. I don't like fights that have any rules. That's where I lose, actually. Mm. Where they're like, oh, you got to wear gloves and you got to stop at the bell. I'm like the dude that's like pulling the fucking chairs off the ground and just smashing tables and shit like that. I'm not stopping until someone's fucking done, dude.
You're the dude disguised as a dude playing another dude.
100%.
Yeah. That's Greg Paul's fighting mentality, by the way. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, on the streets, it's different. You got it.
You know, Greg fights like this. He puts his pinky up like this to aim.
What?
How many street fights has your dad been in?
Too many, bro.
Probably a bunch.
Too many.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Like, do you have any stories?
Oh, yeah. Here was one.
All right.
Oh, no. All right. So after my parents got divorced, he was dating this chick who had kids my age, and Jake's age, and they moved in. So I had like a whole other family. I had stepbrothers and stepsisters for like a solid year and a half, 2 years of my life living with me. Shout out Riley and Owen. Owen came here. It's that big kid.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So his dad had beef with my dad because my dad was dating his mom. And so one day they clashed like at one of their houses. And
were you there for this?
No. But they all were. My stepbrothers and stepsisters were. They were all watching through the window, by the way. Yeah, it was pretty bad. I mean, I just don't think you can fight in front of like kids like that, especially if it's like charged family wise.
That happens a lot though, because you see it happen at the at like the rec league softball games.
All the family reunions, all that shit, man.
Can you imagine though, like you're beefing up this fight and then you just show up at each other's houses. You're like, all right, you ready to do this? Begin. Like, what's the situation?
No, bro. It's like it's real organic.
Yeah,
it's real organic, bro. Like, I'm talking kosher.
So
type.
Who took a dub? Who took the L?
So I think the dude tried to like do a double leg takedown on my dad, and it's funny because they both were watching MMA at the like UFC, they were both taking MMA classes. So it wasn't like the World Star stuff. They were both like trying to do MMA moves, like shin kicks and like headbangs on the knee. And so I think the dude shot on my dad, and my dad like sprawled and like took him around and got him in full guard, which is where like the dude's on his back and my dad's like over him with his hand and they were like in the bushes and shit. And he's like, I don't want to do this in front of your kids. And so then he got up and kind of like de-escalated the situation.
Oh my God.
If he can scrap, bro.
He once told me he was going to rip off my head and shit down my throat.
That's his line.
I'll always remember that.
I heard that.
But it was at a time when, because GP's a pretty commanding guy, but it was at a time when he was on a one egg a day diet. He was trying to get abs to win $100,000 from Logan. And I remember he looked like Slenderman when he said it to me. He was like, I will rip off your head and shit down. I was like, Greg, are you out of your fucking mind right now, dude? And luckily he's put a lot of weight back on now. He's put weight on and got back into fighting shape, but stopped with the fighting mentality. Now he's just a nice guy who wants to find his son a ranch. That's all he cares about.
And he flips tires.
Yeah,
he puts tomahawks on his motorcycle.
GP's become a real... I love GP, dude. He's a good guy, bro. Yeah.
He's got a bunch of good one-liners. Him and both my uncles do. Because, by the way, there's two more GPs, just so you know.
What?
Just so you know.
What if they all come at you at the same time?
Oh, you know, about Uncle Jim and Uncle Jeff?
Is he spelled Greg with a G?
G-I-M?
J's.
J-P?
G-Y-M and G-O...
No way.
F-F.
G-E-O-F-F? That would be dead.
Oh, geez. Wow. Nah, bro. And, you know, Uncle Jim's favorite line was, I'm going to punch you in the mouth. You're going to be chewing your teeth like chiclets.
Oh,
wait, is his name actually spelled like going to the gym?
Nah, bro. Nah. Okay. That was a joke I made.
All right.
Yo, so unless we're going to stay on GP, I had two things. Do you want to do house cleaning of any kind? We have everyone in the world waiting on pins and needles about the Crowder episode. Do we want to talk about that at all, or should we just let them keep waiting?
I don't know what to say about it.
They said you fucking had promised a date or some shit.
Didn't we have Steven Crowder scheduled? And then they canceled.
Okay.
Well, there's the answer.
So, but it will happen in the future. And then the other thing
is, how do we know that? What if they keep canceling?
Because how are you going to cancel forever on the world's number one podcast?
It's been done.
Secondarily, in his place, I guess you could say, who are we doing later today?
Oh, God.
That will release on Monday.
Ben Shapiro's coming. Stay tuned for Monday's episode.
That's going to be a wild one. And then the other thing spicy. I had was Spencer and the Amazon. I have fan questions too, but let's go. Yeah. Let's go there. How was that?
Well, yeah, I'll let you guys ask the questions instead of me just babble on.
What, the
I'm
Amazon?
Saying? Yeah.
Okay, as we know, the Amazon is burning to a crisp and we're all fucked. Mm-hmm. Spencer.
Did you save us?
Did you save us?
I tried.
How?
I'm working on it.
How bad is it?
You know, it's bad. There are fires that happen every year.
How long were you there, by the way? Let's preface this.
About a week.
You went there for a week.
I was there for about a week. I was staying on the border of Bolivia and Brazil and Paraguay, which is, you know, the fires are not just in Brazil. It's all over the Amazon. What I learned pretty quickly is that, so over 20% of the rainforest has been cleared up to this point. So what that's done is it's made a lot of the areas outside of the Amazon very dry, very arid. So there's like riverbeds, full out rainforests that are now dry. So as droughts come in, as dry season comes in, there's been an 84% increase in fires since last year alone. And July was the hottest recorded month in human history so far. Mm. So we're going in a very bad direction, essentially. So what we did is we're the only NGO in the country that made our way in. We were the only foreign aid in the entire world because the Bolivian government, Brazilian government, as you guys know, denied over $20 million of foreign aid from the G7 nations.
They think that's like a pride thing?
Yeah, 100%.
It was. He was waiting for the French prime minister to apologize, wasn't he?
Yeah, Bolsonaro, he got pissed and was saying, like, what do you think we are, a third world country? Like, we can handle it ourselves.
He sounds like a 2017, like, Logan Paul, if I'm being honest with you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, and like France is like Jake Paul and they're trying to beef.
Yeah.
Bolsonaro should make
it's
a diss
track. On a country level.
Oh, yeah. Imagine Bolsonaro made a It's Everyday Bro or like
It's Everyday Bolsonaro.
It's Everyday Bolsonaro.
Yeah.
We should make a diss track on him. Fuck
it. Oh, 100%.
Bro, we should.
All right, quickly, what's the size? Give me some sort of context to the size of what we've lost from a rainforest. Is it like the size of California, size of Connecticut, the size of...
I can give you context of like the scale of the burn is like, I think they were saying from like LA to like Louisiana.
What?
Is the scale of the burn. Because
that's half of our country, Spencer.
Yeah, it's huge. The Amazon is massive. It's massive. So people are saying, you know, Amazon has 20% of the oxygen, planet's oxygen. Really, it's actually closer to 6. But it's still a huge problem, right?
Yeah.
Because if we lose the Amazon, it's more about, I think, more than the environment, it's more about us as human beings. Like, we've always talked about this. Like, what is it going to take for us to take action and do something? And I know you guys aren't going to like to hear this. You guys out there might not like to hear this. But the worst thing... The best thing that we can do to help save the Amazon is to cut out meat or at least get your meat from a local source.
Right.
And the reason being is there's a company called JBS. It's a Brazilian company. It started as kind of a mom and pop type thing. And then there's a huge Brazilian bank that basically invested $500 million and then a few years later invested over $200 billion. So this company started buying $2 billion.
Yep.
And so they started buying up all these slaughterhouses and meat packing and distribution companies all over the world.
Yep.
So if you're in Dubai, if you're in Ireland, if you're in Europe, if you're in the United States, and you're getting meat from like Vons or from like Walmart or some cheap source, any cheap meat is most likely contributing to deforestation in the Amazon. So that's kind of the main thing that I learned from this trip, aside from what we did within the communities.
I want to save the Amazon. I want to eat locally sourced meat.
Yeah.
Do I go out back and slaughter my two pigs?
It's probably not going to satiate you for too long because those are kind
of small. What is locally sourced meat?
Just how like your local, local
butcher.
Well,
who can I trust? Where does he get his meat from? JBL?
Right. So
headphones. Spencer said.
So you would have to find, you know, a area that's slaughtering the animals that are raised on the local property instead of importing their meat from foreign countries.
I feel like any local butcher is probably not that, by the way, has full cattle hanging in their freezer in the back of the place is probably not getting it imported from Brazil. They're probably not importing entire cattle carcasses to the United States.
I think a lot of it, they've bought distribution companies here.
Ground beef, whatever, yeah. Right?
So it's tough because you can't really buy it from any organized farm, which really limits you. And if everybody's trying to do that, it comes down to supply and demand, right? If we started demanding more local source beef and meat, then we would take away the need to fuel these companies and fuel deforestation.
Question for you. I love the boycott strategy. We talked about it while you were there, actually, before you even came back. I was looking up. There's a group right now that's scorecarding individual corporations to give them a rating of how much Brazilian beef, soy, whatever they use. Because there's other imports that impacted
like,
as
I
well.
I think McDonald's was on that list.
Yeah, Walmart was definitely on it. A couple other places. Wow. There goes that fucking thought. Gone. Fucking gone.
It just sailed away.
No, dude. I had a...
Not supporting those companies is a huge start.
I'm basing this off of my fucking sickness. I'm just way off now. What happens if Bolsonaro, who runs an entire operation based on pride, says the following sentence? Oh, you want to play that game? You want to play with me, Spencer? Now watch this. And you take $1 billion out of his pocket and he just takes a fucking flamethrower to the whole fucking Amazon. Ooh. And he's like, now what will you buy your beef, Spencer? So like he calls your fucking bluff because that dude doesn't give a shit. And Trump are just chilling, gapping. They got a secret handshake and shit, bro, where they eat burgers from fucking Brazil together.
So on a deeper level, I had some really impactful spiritual conversations with these locals throughout the Amazon.
I saw that.
And you know, all of them, there's all these stories around, you know, the world through ancient religious texts, through tribes that talk about a golden age. They talk about where humans become telepathic. We are all in harmony together. We're working together. There's no greed. There's no destruction.
Is that a utopia?
Yeah, it's essentially a utopian society. And so all of these, like the Bible talks about it in Revelations, right? Every single religion talks about these things. So in order to get to a golden age, we have to go through this disgusting time, this time where we destroy things at a very rapid rate. And that's why somebody like Trump is in power right now, is because that needs to happen in order to amplify things so that people take action and come together.
So what you're saying, and I as a believer, I know the story of and the book of Revelations pretty well. We've actually been talking about it the past couple of days in preparation for Shapiro. Is LA part of Sodom and Gomorrah, would you say? Like what's fucking good? How close are we? How close are we to the four horsemen riding in with the fucking spears, dude? And by the way, they're the size of buildings. They're the size of buildings. And Logan's like, I'll stop you. And they just flunk. And they just pick them up and they swing them into the Pacific. And you're like, may the power of good vibes stop you. And they just vaporize you, bro.
Well, yeah, no, I think that's like there's no man's ego is not going to be enough to avoid that. I think those end times that they talk about, it's like kind of climate change. Like if you really think about it, like there's fires happening all over the world, not just in the Amazon.
Burning, there's plagues.
Siberia. Yeah, there's all sorts of things. So.
Is the end near?
It's a mix of everything.
Can you say the following sentence? The end is near.
I mean, like the end, I think the end of the current age that we're in is near, right? The age that before the golden age, I think we have to get through all of this shit and then have the slate wiped clean and then we can enter into that.
Am I part of the slate? Do I have to get wiped clean? Do you think
I'm doing my best. It's not me.
Do we need a bunker?
You got to talk to Jesus, dude. You got to talk to God.
Do we need a bunker? You think or no?
I mean, hey, when you look at like Noah's Ark, right? You look at the floods.
Yeah.
Noah's Ark wasn't the only ark.
Was that real though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We know that for sure.
Well, I mean, what do we know for sure? I have an arm, but am I positive?
So this is the thing.
Here's what I know for sure. Russell Crowe played Noah phenomenally well in the movie, Noah. Right.
So when you look at, that's a huge fact, you know?
I don't know if you've seen the movie, but there were giant rock monsters.
Is that true?
Building the ark. And that's why I have to ask.
Could have been. I wasn't there, man.
Was Noah's Ark?
He should have logged.
And by the way, why weren't you there?
Oh, yo, didn't they find remnants of what could have been Noah's Ark?
Yes.
I think they did, right?
They did. So when you look at, I think it was like Turkey. They had people, like you brought up the bunker, and this is the reason I brought it up. They had civilizations that built underground, yeah. right? So people that read the Bible think Noah was the only one left. Like this flood came in. And
what happened after, here? When I type in Noah's Ark, what
it's
is
in Van Nuys? Oh, we can go to it?
That's like down
Holy
the street.
Shit, dude. They got one in Northridge, too.
It's open. At, it closes at 10 p.m.
Oh, wait, listen to this review. The kids also love Noah's Ark. There's toys and entertainment galore.
So there's more than one Ark.
So yeah, so this what happened is when you look up, I think it's around 16,000 years ago, there was an asteroid that struck the planet.
Yep.
And that was around the time of Atlantis, right? Oh, a lot of people don't believe in Atlantis, but there were seven sages. And they were passing on all this knowledge.
Why is he doing that? Why is he doing that?
I don't know, but I believe him.
Yeah, me too. When he does that, I have no choice but to listen, dude.
You like that.
Yo,
So they passed on this knowledge. And all of these, like Plato talks about it, all of these philosophers.
You said Plato?
Yes, with a T.
Oh, sorry.
It might have. I don't know. All right.
Okay.
So they've all been passing down this knowledge for hundreds of years, for thousands of years. And we're getting to a point where we're starting to see there's 500 cities that are underwater. You can look this up. They're like, I think it's like 300 feet underwater. And so this has happened before. This isn't the first time this has happened. Humans have had the slate wiped clean.
Yeah,
and
but
Atlantis,
I don't know if it's
one
at
of those cities.
At the like capacity by which the four horsemen of the apocalypse.
True.
Are, like these motherfuckers
True.
Are pissed, bro.
Of course.
They are mad. Bro, do you know how many locusts there are going to be? When's the last time you saw a locust,
That always
bro?
Confused me. What is
it's
so scary
whole,
about the locusts?
Bro, a whole one of the last things. What are we calling those things?
So many.
What are the things called? When it's
so many locusts that it was black.
The
I don't always need light.
Things that are going to happen?
Yeah.
Why am I scared of locusts? They're flying cockroaches. I mean, I'll be all right.
There's so many. So when you go outside, bro, say you go to the fight. You're on your way to the fight. The Staples Center is just, you can't even get in because it's encrusted by locusts. And when you fucking try to mess with them, they have the YouTube team on their side and you get in trouble.
Oh.
And you can't monetize.
Mm. Well, what's new, dude?
Question for you.
Yes.
Spending so much time on the bad part of it. Because by the way, I'm just going to throw this out there. I'm pretty sure Jesus is an impulsive fan. Okay. I talk to him every day, twice a day, once in the shower and once as I get into bed at the end of the night. He thinks we have the number one podcast in the world. So here's my guess.
Of course.
Everyone in this room, including LP and everyone, are going to get through the slate cleaning. Let's talk more about the utopia that comes afterwards. What's it like? Where is it? Is it in the clouds?
I mean, imagine. I think technology is going to help us get there because imagine all the things that you wake up in the morning stressing about and the people out there, because our stresses are a lot different, right? Imagine if you're somebody back in Ohio, you know, you're struggling, you're at a dead end job, you're pissed off and you're barely making enough money to survive. Imagine if you had 3D printing robots that could build you your dream home, right? You had the unlimited resources. You didn't need anything. Mm. You could speak telepathically. You didn't even need a cell phone. You didn't need to pay any insurance companies. You didn't need to pay any cell phone companies. There was nothing. There was no middleman trying to take from you. You could just have exactly what you wanted. There would be no competition. There would be no need for war.
How do you think the Illuminati is going to feel about that?
I don't know, man. It might be... I don't even know. I don't even know how to answer that. But it's going to be a very peaceful time. It's going to be a time that everybody is taken care of.
Is there porn? Is there 3D porn that you can make with your 3D device?
I don't know, man.
Do you think gladiators will come back?
I don't even think we'll need porn. We'll probably have like unlimited penises.
Why more penises? That seems like it was. Oh God. Oh,
boner pills.
Boner pills.
You won't need boner pills.
I think one penis is enough. One penis is probably too much. Though.
In closing on the Amazon, it was a great trip. It was deep. Like I think when you go to a place like that, you get connected with local tribes and communities. It's you come back to LA and you're like, holy shit, this place is sheltered.
So you're not giving up.
I'm not giving up. Hell no.
Boy.
I think God keeps a record. Of everything that's been
for
done.
Sure.
And God notices. He said, did you try?
Like a little check.
Yeah. You know what you get to the end of the road, right? And God asks, did you really try? Because I was watching.
I'm just worried he's counting how many times I jerk off. I hate
100%.
Fuck.
He's got a tally of everything.
But
you
know what I started doing? This is my new thing. You know how I started cycling again?
When you're all alone. He's with you.
You know when I started, how I started cycling again? When I go down to the park, you know where we cycle down in Encino?
Yeah.
And there's a lot of homeless people. Mm-hmm. Guess what I do now? And I don't really like talking about good deeds that much because then I think people will be like, oh, he only does good deeds to talk about them. It's just not the fucking case, but I like talking about them so other people maybe try it.
Yeah.
When I see homeless people now, I just ride by them and sometimes I'll take one headphone out and I'll take up my foot out of the pedal and I stop and I say, hey, man. And they'll always be like, hi. And I'll be like, I really hope you have a good day today. That's why I just say that. And then they say, you too.
Yeah.
And I just get on my bike and I ride away.
That's cool, man. That should get you into heaven, I think.
You think it's enough to buy me
yeah,
back
I think
in?
So,
no,
man.
But seriously though, like, what do you think? Like, remember you had that campaign, the I love you
yeah.
campaign?
Yeah. So here's the thing is I think I've done good things selfishly. I don't know if you guys have too.
Everyone has.
Yeah. So I think in the eyes of God, a good act doesn't deserve, like, you don't need any recognition, any earthly recognition for things. So the people who are truly tapped into source, who are tapped into that reality, are giving without any expectation. Unanimous donors, like people that are making things happen without any credibility or attention or whatever. I think that's the real change.
Do you want that to detract people who do good out of selfish reasoning? Because I have this conversation with people sometimes about why people do good. And I always say, if you're doing good because you're selfish, simply to post a video of you helping an old woman across the street and you're going to videotape it, I'm actually okay with that. Because guess what? You still helped the old lady across the street, and now you've showed a million people. Maybe 996,000 say you're a loser because you videotaped it, but maybe 4,000 are like, hey, I kind of want to help old lady across the street. Mm-hmm. So do you think that the motivating factor for good deeds is really that, like, should detract people from doing them?
No.
You know what I'm saying?
No. I think I'm curious what you think too, but
I think you should
always give. And you know, if social media is a tool, right? Social media is a tool to share good and you can share whatever you want. So I think it's all about the intentions. Like if the intention is good, if the intention is pure behind the act that you're giving and you're using social media to just amplify that, that's fine. That's awesome. Actually, it's a win-win.
Logan's sick.
I'm bored, Logan.
No, I don't think he did. He's sick. And he went into a hole. He sometimes starts to
stutter. Well, just to see your life for Noah got pretty interesting after his 500th birthday. It just seems ridiculous, dude. How can
you
a
notice
man be
how
500?
You said that when you said that your screen started flashing? Did you see that?
Am I going
Noah's
to heaven?
Not when you're questioning
Wait,
the Bible,
so Noah
dude.
Lived past 500?
Dude, I mean, fuck, man.
You say you're going to live to 150? What's different between
500?
Yeah, you might be aiming short, dog. Build an ark. That'll make your life expectancy.
I'm looking for something to just give me that oomph, you know?
Maybe those horse pills, the dick pills.
Oh.
We'll do it for you.
Maybe get back on the veggie vibes, dog.
Maybe a mixture of both. Dick pill burritos with lettuce.
You look like you're just—it's just something.
Yeah, what the fuck
something
is your
gone,
problem?
Man. I think your soul left.
Yeah, what's good with? Oh, should we do some
fan
questions?
Deep? Did we get too deep on Impulsive?
Let's do five.
No,
let's
no,
do five
no,
minutes of fan questions.
Oh, it's good to do good deeds, but also I heard, no matter what you do, no matter how good of a deed you think you're doing, and how unselfish you are, everything you do when you give has selfish intent.
Hmm.
Even if it's very slight, and it's not doesn't mean it's like a bad thing, but you know, a lot of people that I know that give, and by the way, you mentioned it, when you give with expectations, you're fucked. Don't give with expectations.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people that I know that do good things, a lot of charitable work, a lot of philanthropic stuff, they like the way it makes them feel, so they'll do that. Definitely. Because it makes them feel good. Technically, that's a bit of a selfish intent. Granted, they I'm sure yes, love helping people. But it's something to note that's like that human nature is so privy to selfishness, even if you don't think it is at all.
Yeah. Yeah. I
can, anyways.
But that goes back to what I was saying before, because I'm on the opposite side of it. I say give even if you look like a selfish asshole doing it. Like, who cares? Because you're still giving.
I'm saying even the purest intent is maybe tainted with a bit of
Selfishness.
Yeah.
How many episodes have you recorded that have never gone live?
Just one, right?
I think so.
Just that one that you slipped up and mentioned on my friend Adam22's podcast. You fuck ass. You were drunk, bro.
Oh, shit,
yeah, you gotta stop drinking.
I did. Spencer leaving.
Any other good points?
Oh, wow. Yeah, I saw you guys announce that.
We did?
Yeah, you announced that.
Are we talking about it now?
Like,
sure. Spencer's leaving for 3 months.
Forever.
Yeah. So everybody was thinking I was going to get replaced by a cyborg or a dummy or a female.
The dummy I liked. I like a Spencer, because we can get Pillow Guy to do a Spencer dummy and just set him up.
Well, so here's the thing. Should I fly back? Should I keep coming back?
Yes. We want you here as much as possible, and so do the fans. A question every impulsive viewer or listener wants to know. This is a big one. Why does Logan call you Mark?
Yeah, why? I'm actually curious about that.
Every morning, this is a big, because I get asked all the time. This is a big one. Every morning, I'm always the first up. I get up around 8 a.m.
Yeah.
And I go downstairs to sit on the computer, and Logan's usually next because he's got training. And he comes downstairs every day, and it's me on the computer and him, and he's usually with the two dogs. And they come downstairs, and he says, "Morning, Mark." And I say, "Morning, Jimmy." There's absolutely no fucking reason. There is no reason we don't call each other by our God-given names. We have simply adopted new names for each other that make absolutely no fucking sense. So that's a piece of feedback there.
I think, man, I hate to say this. I think I might move to 2 a week, bro.
Wow. Dylan, the look.
Yeah. I think so. Just for training. Yeah. If you can't tell,
feels right.
I think it's probably because of the sickness, but boys, I'm a bit tired.
David Dobrik does 1 a week, and I believe he did get nominated for an E People's Choice Award, which we for motherfucking did.
I don't know.
No, for his podcast. Sorry, he didn't. He didn't for his podcast. Rogan did. By the way, if Rogan doesn't win that category, E News is racist.
I think, well, fans, I mean, or maybe people, right now,
we just casually said it, but everybody just went, so what do you say to them?
Well, just, I mean, take it back, suck that air back in, take a deep breath and just bear with us because, I think if we put out less, it'll be desired more. Less is more type. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Any plans of you guys visiting Gucci Face Jacob?
Oh, man, that kid hits me up. He's back in school. He's back in school.
Wow.
Apparently what he was doing is illegal in Poland.
Ah, what do you know?
Not going to school.
Wow.
And so he went back to high school. He's like,
what a thug.
And he texts me. He's like, unless you have like work for me out there. I'm like, no, man, stay in school. Like, I don't want to be the one that ruins your life. Done it to too many people already.
You've also done the opposite. Quite literally, man.
I was joking. I don't know if I've ruined anyone's life.
Socks on or off during sex? That's a disgusting. Wow.
Woo.
You're sick.
Well, why do you say that?
Because you're sick for even. I don't want to take the answer out too. You're sick for even indicating that socks on is a situation.
Are you kidding?
Well, a lot of people think it is.
You're out of your fucking mind.
What if it's every now and then? What if you're wearing a pair of socks like that, dude?
They got to take those off.
That's a different story. Keep those on.
Yes, that's a different story. If you have athletic socks, different story.
See?
But it's the same question as those people. Like, you know those girls that come over with those big ass fuzzy socks on, and they get to bed and they wrap up their feet under a blanket with the fuzzies.
That bothers me. Yeah. Well, what? I mean, how moist can a person's feet get before they realize they're a gremlin?
Dude,
I'm talking to a girl now. Whew. She always comes here, yo, and her back is so moist.
Ooh.
And well, it's because she sits, her car seats are heated or something. But yo, I mean, when it comes to a perspiration level, it's just higher than the average folk.
Interesting.
And so I let her know.
But it's cute. My 2006 Buick has air-conditioned seats.
Oh, yeah, it does.
They go both ways, huh?
Yeah, it feels like a little puddle.
I'm going to recommend that to her.
Yeah.
Just because I always, like, did she jump in a lake?
Right.
Did she run a couple miles before? Did she run to my house?
She might have.
The socks thing, man. Does it also apply to necklaces? I'm just going to branch off a little bit because I remember
I was hooking up with this girl. It was in high school, and I had my dog tags from like my football team. You know how like we made like football team dog tags, and I didn't take them off.
No, you let those. You keep those chains on, boy.
Well, like
you keep those.
Keep the chains on.
That's like some Jeezy shit, dude. You keep those chains on.
She tweeted about it afterwards.
What?
She's like, you would keep your dog tags on, and I was like, yeah, you goddamn right I would.
Was it like a subtweet?
Yeah, she subtweeted me, man.
Man, fuck subtweets, bro. Will you ever do a podcast in a lazy river?
Seems a bit optimistic.
When you and Logan cuddle at night, who hogs the blanket more?
I don't think we've ever cuddled.
Never once.
Do you think we ever will?
I doubt it. We did talk about how long we're going to live together on the night shift the other day.
I think it's going to be a while.
The next 4 to 5 decades.
I just had this epiphany of like me being like existentially lonely, and same with you.
Oh yeah.
Just because we're emotionally unavailable assholes, and then, you know, once you can't find a mate you're looking forward, turn to your left and you see Mike.
What's up, man?
And we're just here.
See your mate.
Yeah, and it's just so much like fun games. Like, it's almost like, yo, think about
it's
like
Noah's Ark.
No, even better. When me and Logan living together is like walking, you know, the corridor you have to walk down to get to the Ferris wheel at the amusement center? It's the games section. Okay. Living with him is like having unlimited access to all the games. You know the little bowling pins that you have to throw balls at to try to knock them over to win a goldfish? Unlimited, bro. Yeah. Unlimited rings to throw at the bottles. Unlimited balls to shoot in the far hoop.
Dude, I see, this is the thing. I would have loved to live in the arcade forever as well, but then a Ferrari pulled up.
Oh, yeah? Where is it, Spencer?
You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't pass up that Ferrari.
Okay, well,
it was in the form of an amazing girlfriend.
Well, that's the difference between me and you. Because here's the deal, bro. Okay? You give me a Lambo, you give me a Ferrari, you give me some snooty girl, or even a fucking recliner to sit in with some grapes. I'm turning that shit down.
Lazy River. You're out, dude. You have a mansion with a lazy river and a spouse. You're out of here.
I'll be gone. You know the deal with lazy rivers.
Yeah.
By the way,
we're doing a podcast coming full circle. We're doing a podcast in your lazy river.
By the way, don't even talk about those. You know how emotional I get when you talk about fucking lazy rivers.
You just stopped him in his
Hey, do we do audio only for this one?
Probably not.
Nah, all right. Fuck it, yo. That's it. We got Ben Shapiro on Monday. Let us know what you guys thought of this episode. If you hit that subscribe button, if you're not subscribed, November 9th is the fight. Press conference September 14th. Be fucking ready for that. It's going to be sick. A lot of shit talking. A lot of roasting and toasting. I'm going to be looking good. I'm getting stylized over the weekend.
Stylized? What are you, a JPEG?
No stylist.
Was this a weird podcast?
I think so, man.
Yeah, for sure.
It's because we're all sick.
Fucking sick.
Sick, bro.
Suck. We love you guys. We'll see you next time.
Peace.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.